Hey, you guys, you're going to want to listen all the way through this episode because we have spicy wedding plans, but no spicy bridesmaids.
And you'll also learn about a brand new language. Well, not a brand new, but a new language I never heard of before. You probably haven't either. And Sharon apparently is very fluent in it. Yeah, right.
And all three of us on the hot seat about who should get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for class of 2024. Enjoy the show, everybody.
90s Now with Kelly Alexander and Sharon Hyland.
Well, you guys, it feels like I just saw you. We're back. I'm Sharon. That's Kelly. That's Adam. We are here to bring you to 90s Now. Thank you, everybody, for finding us wherever it is that you do. We appreciate that. We have got one spicy wedding on the agenda, but no spicy bridesmaids. So, you know what, you guys? Let's just start there. Knowing we've got some pretty cool things down the pipe, too, with regard to award show season that continues, and one, I would say, an 81-year-old badass has been given a Lifetime Achievement Award. So we will talk about that. We will get into Kelly's trivia. But I thought we should start with the spicy wedding plans for Mel B.
Woo!
I know! She's engaged, and she's a member of the Order of the British Empire, which means that she's allowed to marry at St. Paul's Cathedral, which I presume is pretty fancy.
That is so cool. You need to be a member?
Well, you need to be a member. I think you need a lot of things, but okay. Being a member of the Order of the British Empire gives her that access. Now,
yep.
What's interesting is that there's also a lot of other people that have access to it, too. And there's a waiting list to have this wedding happen.
Mm-hmm.
Also, she has been married twice before. So if you're going to go, you know, for a Catholic wedding, there has to be a conversation about, hey, now, twice before? Let's see what went on there. But she did say that she takes marriage seriously and that she's actually very traditional. And when it came to that conversation, she said, I spoke about how I was married for 10 very abusive years. Before the conversation even ended, they said that they would approve us. So I thought that was
cool.
A great victory for her.
You go ahead, Kelly. I've got a question
Catholic
after.
Or is that Church of England?
You ask a great question.
Adam? Can you find that out? St. Paul's Cathedral. I'm wondering if it's Church of England, which I think is then Anglican-esque, right? Can you be Anglican-esque?
A touch of Anglican.
Yeah.
It says St. Paul's Cathedral is an Anglican cathedral in London.
There you go.
Okay. There we are.
And is the seat of the Bishop of London.
You know what? She did confirm, though, that the Spice Girls were all invited or are all invited to her wedding. But that none of them would be bridesmaids because she says we're all too old.
Yeah.
I love how she had to specify that none of them will be bridesmaid.
Yeah. Yeah. Imagine Spice Girls in like the pinkest of taffeta dresses and like parasols and frowning. We are too old.
Yeah. Although they'd because they're all British, they'd be super good wearing those. What is it? The facilitators? What are those things called? Mm-hmm. The hat?
Fascinator. Yeah.
The facilitators. What?
That's who helped her get into this church.
Yeah, exactly.
Are they getting the church for free? Like, do they have to rent the?
Probably.
Yeah. So you're a member, but you're still going to pay.
Well, yeah. I think that whatever your affiliation and association to the empire. No matter, like even regular folk like us, if we were to get married at a church, there would be some form of remuneration, some exchange of an envelope, you know? Nothing comes for free.
Or an Intrac transfer. Maybe that works.
Or an e-transfer, right? all right. Well, best of luck to that wedding party whenever it happens. Yeah. I guess the wait list will determine when it'll happen. So we'll get ready to toss our rice her way when it does.
Yeah.
You guys, Kelly, are you ready to deliver the blow that is Kelly's trivia?
Are you?
I am.
I'm not.
90s. Now. Trivia.
Bing bong.
I'm feeling confident for the both of you on this first question.
You feel confident or not
confident? Confident, yeah.
Okay.
Well, time will tell.
Yeah. So under the banner of hobbies, toys, and games, at first, a Furby can speak only what language?
Adam? English?
No.
Ugh. Sharon?
Go, Sharon.
Furbish.
Is it the answer?
Please. Yes!
Whoa!
And yay me!
And we haven't talked about this in a while, but if you are new to 90s Now, the trivia cards often have their attempt at trying to be 90s-esque.
Yeah.
And they get funky in their answers. So Sharon was right. The answer is Furbish. But then it goes, comma, duh, exclamation mark.
Wow.
Is that the first time a joke answer turns out to be the right one?
No, I think we've had them twice.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I was serious.
Were you?
Sharon's serious about Furbish.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That was my guess.
I can't tell if you're still being serious or not.
It's because I'm bilingual in English and Furbish.
Okay. Can we hear some of it?
No.
Are you sure?
You wouldn't understand.
Okay.
No.
Question number two. Which Australian golfer won the Players' Championship in 1994, the year of Adam's birth?
Oh, man. Australian golfer.
Mm-hmm. What are the initials, please?
Do I give them to you also, Adam?
Yes, please.
Well, he's right there.
Well, I know, but he could have just done this and put it.
No, I'll allow it. It might help me.
Okay. Who are you named after again? What's the golfer?
Fred Couples.
Right.
Not Australian.
Yeah. And not this. Yeah. So G N as in.
Oh, yeah. Greg Norman.
Yeah.
Sharon.
Oh, yeah.
G N as in Norman. Greg Norman.
Well, that worked out well. Anyways.
That's funny.
Time to move on.
That's like the skit enough? On Saturday Night Live with Kristen Wiig, where it's like Password, but it's in the 60s, and she plays that actress who's very boku, and she'll read the clue. She'll always give the answer. You're supposed to give clues so that the contestant gives the answer. And she'll look and she'll say, and they'll say, remember, the password is secret. And she'll say, oh, yes, yes, don't you worry. And she'll go, boots? Just totally give it away. So that's
I should just hang out with Kristen Wiig on the regular.
Yeah, totally. Hey, you know who else you could hang out with?
Who?
Probably have a tale or two. Barbara Streisand.
There we are.
There we are.
Yeah.
We are in a full-on award show season. Mm-hmm. I was so enthusiastic and emphatic about what I was saying, and then my mind went blank. We are full-on in award show season, and the Screen Actors Guild Awards gave the powerhouse that is Barbara Streisand the Lifetime Achievement Award. No surprise there. Mm. We are talking about a woman who went from being a teenager with stars in her eyes to being an 81-year-old actress, singer, director, filmmaker, powerhouse. The best was her reaction to this, to receiving the award in all its practicality. She said, it's such a wonderful award to get because you know in advance you're going to get it. You don't have to sit there and squirm, and you don't have to put on such a happy face. Ah, I'm so happy to lose. Anyway, you all know what I mean, she said. But she also did go on to say, I can't believe it. I remember dreaming of being an actress as a teenager, sitting in my bed in Brooklyn with a pint of coffee, ice cream, and a movie magazine.
Yeah.
And look at that. This many years later, she really legit has done it all. And she sees, 81, I thought was a bit surprising to my eyes, because she seems still so super chill about her, you know, stroll through life.
Yeah. And she also, because I don't know if you, did you watch the speech? Like, did you see
it? I have not watched it yet.
Okay, so I won't wreck it, but I will tell you that she was so genuinely grateful / humble / almost like a fan of the people in the audience.
Oh, that's cool.
And it was just cool to see her because, like, her, you know, basically her last line. Can I say the last line, Sharon?
Please do.
Yeah, so I'm paraphrasing, but basically it was like, you know, thank you so much for this award, and thank you so much. I love watching all of you on film or whatever. And so she was like thanking the audience, you know, and it's like, you are like the biggest rock star going, and you're But she was genuine. Like, she wasn't fake about it. She wasn't like, oh, you know, I love watching. It was like, no, like, I really love. Thank you so much for keeping us entertained and all that. And I just thought that was so amazing. I'm like, there's some other, you know, people in that room that should catch her humble pie because.
Yeah. Well, the last person that got an achievement award recently was Jay-Z, right?
Oh, yes.
I guess that speech didn't go the same way. No. Ms. Streisand went.
What did he say? He when he gets nervous, he speaks the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So well, he had time to prepare. He knew he was going to win that award. Yeah. So I guess he's somehow prepared to say that anyways.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I highly advise there was the Film Independent Spirit Awards were on. Mm-hmm. And A.D. Bryant did the she was the host of that show. Mm-hmm. And her opening monologue, I highly advise you find it because she does some roasting of people and she's new to it. So I'll leave it at that. Find it, Google it. A.D. Bryant from Saturday Night Live, mm-hmm. as the with the opening monologue to the Independent Film Awards, the Spirit Awards. It's very funny.
Oh, last thing, Sharon, before you move on just quickly, is a shout out to several actresses that were in that room for the Barbara Streisand Award. They got emotional. I saw Anne Hathaway get emotional. And apparently Emma Stone did also. And Jennifer Aniston was presenting the award. And I don't know that I saw her get emotional, but she was very, like, into it. And, like, really, I think, happy about the opportunity to present with Bradley Cooper the award to Barbara Streisand. So it was really great seeing, again, younger generation realizing what a rock star they had in the house.
Yeah, no kidding. And I think at a time where women are you know, harnessing their power and recognizing their own influence, to see a checklist like the one that Barbara Streisand has is it's off-putting. Yeah. In, like, the most positive way. All right, you guys ready? We're going
ready.
Back. Your 90s rewind takes you back to 1992.
Okay, I wasn't born yet.
Okay, well, you're going to love this even more.
Yay.
I thought you were going to tell him he should leave.
Please leave the room. Well, back in 1992, Mr. Big was tapping into that acoustic, like, unplugged thing that rock bands were doing. Some rock bands hated it, that rock bands were doing it. But bands like Mr. Big were hitting number one with songs like To Be With You. And Vanessa Williams was making the best out of, seemingly every situation, because sometimes the snow comes down in June. And then just when you thought our chance had passed, you go and save the best for last, which we were hearing a lot of around this time, mm-hmm. in 1992. Also, the grandness of spelling out D to the I to the A to the M, Diamonds and Pearls, was a true gem from Prince and the New Power Generation.
Who?
Prince and the NPG.
Oh, that was 90. Okay. Sorry.
Okay. Have you
thought
ever
I didn't
heard
know
Prince,
him because
Adam?
I wasn't born yet. Okay.
Oh, okay. There you go. One of the sweetest earworms of 1992 and maybe even the whole decade. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do goes to Shanice and I Love Your Smile. It made us, I think it made us always feel like it was a sunny day. And just to be sure we have the right amount of shirtless fun, we go to Right Said Fred, and I'm Too Sexy.
That was 1992?
Yeah, we've been too sexy for decades now.
Amazing.
Hey, guys, that's your 90s rewind.
Sharon, before you finish, two things quickly. Shanice Wilson, I'm pretty sure, follows me on Instagram or the show at Kelly Alexander Show. And
yeah.
And I believe I sent a communique trying to interview her on the show. Crickets.
And she unfollowed.
Yeah, potentially. I haven't checked, but I should. But I love Shanice, as you and I know. Love her. And then lastly, we have a audience question. And so Adam is going to have to quickly get up the list of Rock Hall nominees, because the question is, out of the list of nominees for Class of 2024, who would you pick the most that you want in the Rock Hall this year?
Ooh.
So if Adam can quickly read through. It's 15 names, right, I think, Sharon, that are on
my guts list? Are telling my right out of the gate, I'll say Foreigner.
Okay.
Because I think they should be in already.
Okay.
But definitely Foreigner.
Okay. Do you want the list?
Can you? Yeah, go, Sharon. Go, Adam.
Peter Frampton. Cher. Mary J. Blige. Sinead O'Connor. Dave Matthews Band. Ozzy Osbourne. Isn't he already? Oh, he's probably
in with
Black Sabbath. Black Sabbath.
Yeah.
Eric B. and Rakim.
Rakim.
Rakim. So sorry. I have never heard of Eric B. and Rakim.
You
I
have,
apologize.
Actually. You totally have. Yeah. It takes two to make a thing go right. See?
Yeah, that one. Lenny Kravitz, Jane's Addiction, A Tribe Called Quest, Oasis, Foreigner, Mariah Carey, Kool and the Gang, and Sade.
Sade. I love them all.
Sade.
Yeah.
But I can't tell you how hard this is. So if you're still picking Foreigner?
Yeah.
Okay. Adam?
Ooh, well, from what I know, I would have to go with, Oasis on a personal favorite.
Yep.
Yep.
It fits our show too.
It does. This is extremely hard for me because I probably have three or four that I would pick.
Pick one.
It's going to be Mariah.
Nice.
I mean, they're all good.
They're all
choices,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And they're all getting in. Yeah. So,
because Sharon, it'll be like eight, right? Maybe eight will get the nod. Five or
yeah, you get like five just getting in, and then you get some like award of excellence and special contributor and things like that. So there will be enough to get in.
Okay.
And there will be a lot that won't because they all don't get in, you know, in the year.
Yeah.
And so the debates and the arguments will continue for weeks. Yeah. It'll be great.
If not months.
Can't wait to talk about it next week.
And by the way, a belated happy birthday to Adam, who celebrated.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. I'm 30.
Wow.
It still feels good.
Justin Bieber at this point.
he became 30 2 days after me on March 1st.
Wow.
I think we're doing good.
Yeah,
our baby's growing up, Kelly.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to the 30s. You know, everybody says it's not everybody says, but you know, it's the best decade.
Well, they're one of them. That's for sure. They just seem to get better and better. I can tell you that. I've got a couple of decades on you, so.
Well, you know, I feel like the next 20 years should be a lot of fun.
Totally.
Yeah.
So.
Happy birthday, cool. Adam.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, very much. I really appreciate it.
Yay for you. And thank you all for listening to us. We appreciate it that you find us wherever it is and take us along for your ride or your walk. Thank you for listening to 90s Now, still happening.